Hello, everybody. This is Keith Pannell, and welcome to another 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of 100 years of the University of Texas at El Paso. And today's researcher comes from the Department of Sociology and Anthropology, Orlin Likes, and Orlin is into something really fascinating, endangered languages. Orlin, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here. We're working particularly with the Tiwa language, Southern Tiwa, which is spoken very close to us in the Isleta del Sur Pueblo here over in Socorro. And it's also spoken in New Mexico in Sandia and Isleta. The larger field of endangered languages studies deals with small languages, which are endangered in the sense that the number of speakers is declining. And that pretty much includes all of the Native American languages on the continent. Tiwa, Southern Tiwa, is one of the more endangered ones, down to just maybe a couple thousand speakers. The population here in Isleta del Sur Pueblo is where the language has declined the most. We probably only have maybe 6 or 8 fluent speakers on the reservation here. But there is some intense interest in reviving the language. Some of the tribal members are dedicating time and energy and study to that. And myself, being a linguistic anthropologist with some background in language revitalization, I'm trying to lend my efforts to that.
There are people who would say if it's an endangered language, it's because people don't use it, don't want to use it, let it go. What's wrong with that?
There's lots of reasons that people would want to bring back a language that is sort of on the edge of decline. One is that the scientific value. Languages are very different one from another. And there are things that we have learned about our general human capacity for language that we have learned from data coming from very small and very remote languages, some of which have now disappeared. And if those languages had disappeared before they were studied, we would never know some things that we have learned about the human brain. It would be sort of like studying all of mammals based on the domestic farm animals that we know. And you learn a lot more if you also study kangaroos and pandas and other animals that aren't so well known to us. So there's certainly valid scientific reasons for wanting to study these
languages. And in the end then, in this particular region, one anticipates that they will start teaching the language again in schools?
One would hope. That would be one avenue that we could take. Languages don't disappear when everything else with the group of speakers is fine, right? Languages go into decline when the culture of people that speaks them is under severe pressure. So it's no surprise that Native American languages have died out in the country because those cultures have been, you know, largely destructured and under a lot of pressure.
So your research here is really quite special. I mean, there's not many people that get the chance to impact a vanishing language. Is it written, by the way, also?
There is a writing system. The speaking communities have agreed on an alphabet, so it can be written.
Thank you very much, Orlin Likes, Professor of Sociology and Anthropology. My name's Keith Pannell, and we're glad you're listening to 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, in celebration of the 100th birthday of this university, the University of Texas at El Paso.